The police were very open about what they knew and what they didn't know. And very quickly, they did put a statement out there that said that there was nothing that said that it was a migrant or an asylum seeker. And yet, despite that, we found that protesters and people online were still spreading mis and disinformation. Obviously, at the moment, we know that you're not allowed to incite violence online, but there does seem to be a bit of a gap where you're spreading disinformation that then ultimately does lead to a riot. And is that something else that we can tackle? Can we get some more powers, for example, for the police? So that's something that I will be looking further into, because obviously Epsom is not an isolated incident.